dreamed of was in a lullaby, somewhere over the rainbow. Something. Oh, hey, what's up, guys? Hopefully you miss me. I certainly didn't miss you guys. Anyway, what's going on? New Year. It's goddamn 22nd of January already. And I feel I haven't done anything to start the year up. Not really. And some things in progress, aren't they always? And I was thinking the weather is nice. It seems to be always nice. Don't move here. Okay, sorry. What else is going on? Just haven't seen any movies, so it just seems like I'm still waking up or something like that. Just last year is too good or something, and been busy for I don't know what. It's like, yeah, I don't know for what exactly. It's kind of interesting because people working for money, I think maybe that's the only thing they can work towards. I mean, inspirations, ideas, they're so lofty, aren't they? Until recently, though, I read The War of Art. And it's pretty true. I mean, ideas, your thoughts, they are not nothing. And they are, I don't know, he described it, the author describes it as the air under your wing, but you actually have to fly to use that current and to feel the substantiality of the ideas and shit. So I do believe it requires a leap of faith or fatality or whatever. What else? Oh, and in the book he was saying that he showed a graph about, you know, why people, when they're, you know, near death, or not near death, but when they realize their days are literally numbered, they became transformed. The author's theory is that there's this ego which is enveloped by this sense of self. And if you know that you're gonna die X months from now, then you let go of the ego, and the self can get in touch with the divine or inspiration or the eternity, so to speak. I don't know. When I read it, I mean, so far I loved the book, but that graph, something's off to me. It's just for me personally. I think the ego, I don't think is enveloped by self. I think the ego is actually quite, I don't know, separate from self. I think it's a guard, a doors person, or the little survival lizard that lives inside us. But I do agree with the author. It's a obstacle to be overcome, either with the realization of imminent death or some other higher inspirations. It's interesting that you equate death with higher inspirations. I don't know, maybe they're the same thing. All right, so, and I did do my second stand-up the first stand-up of the year, the second stop total. And goddamn, 4 minutes is not enough for this lady. I may have to do a Netflix special or something. But my suspicion is if I do the material that I seems to be my shtick, then I probably won't perform in one venue very long. I just don't know. I was too much myself when I was out there. Which is good for me, and good for people who laughed, but it's rather edgy. I mean, face it, stand-up is not what it used to be. Or what do I know, right? This is my fucking second time. I was going to, like, take videos of myself, and I lost half an hour. I was like, oh, goddamn, no, I shouldn't be doing that. I'm going to be laughed out of here. And also, it's not going to be different. It's not going to be the same. You know, when you know that you're being videotaped by your fucking self, the ego comes up and say, well, you better be fucking proper and stand straight and use your left hand, don't shake or something like that. But anyway, I didn't record myself. There's no evidence on the people who listen to my diarrhea and shit jokes. Remember, I guess. And sorry about that, to compare that one-time diarrhea with some Chinese dish. If you like Chinese, still go to a restaurant, but but if you remember the joke, thank you. Yeah. Do I have a joke? Oh yeah, to kick the new year start, the first episode is okay, so this is continue the last conversation. I feel like it's very different. You know, stand up, I like it because, I mean, I don't go up there with a script. I went up there with some ideas, which some of which are inspired by the event, conspired, or the other comedians there, what they were, you know, stoked about. So I grabbed whatever is available and cook a meal, let's say. So it's kind of different if I'm still telling jokes right now. Well, it's a cheap one. So I'm thinking when my companion and I are getting divorced, I think it's coming up because I'm doing stand-up, right? Okay, so once that happens, I'm gonna take just his PlayStation 4 a Plus account, is that what it's called? And of the Netflix account and Hulu account and what's it called? Crunchyroll account and Disney Plus. Yes, Disney Plus account. And those will be my. And he will never be able to go to those services ever again. And I'm going to put a restraining order on his ass. For his own good, of course. what else? I mean, jokes. Yeah, I have to say I put up a rape joke on my second stand up, and people are cringe laughing. I don't know, is that a thing? It's like, oh, it was very loud. So I think it's good. It's win-win either way. I mean, When you have that reaction, it means you hit something. It's like, no wonder, no matter how you deliver it, you hit something in their core. And it's like gastrol. And what's it called? Guttural. Oh, yeah, that reminds me of another silly word joke. I'm just going to give you all the jokes for the year. This is like, I'm just, again, sitting on the toilet and thinking about my road trip. And I'm thinking about, there's a sign that says what this sign says. And there's two people, one of them is driving, the other one is like, hey, look at what the sign says. The other guy's driving, what does the sign say? And the passenger say, it says, what does the sign say? And okay, long story short, the sign can be sun, and is there other suns? I have no fucking clue. I mean, there's plenty of suns, right? Anyway, yeah, it's just fucking different. Once you're out there doing a stand-up and then you try to record some jokes, it's just freaking different. Which is nice to learn. I have to think of some other segment for my benefit, of course. Well, okay, that's it. It's been rather long. Hopefully you guys are doing good. I don't know why you are listening to this. You must be fucking, I don't know. You must be, I don't know. Tell me what you're doing, you know. Go do stand-up. Tell people. Okay, ciao.